Welcome to the Wine and Wipes podcast, a place where new moms share their experience and new dads can listen in to learn what your partner may not be telling you. With 5 questions, you will learn what is going great and what she truly needs from her partner to feel supported. All with your host, Greg Coral, results coach, author of The Gifted Storyteller, school principal, and oh yeah, he's a dad too.
Hello, and welcome to the Wine and Wipes podcast. Today we meet Ariel DiPiazza, mother of 3 girls, and also a holistic advisor who helps executives and entrepreneurs achieve a more balanced and purpose-filled life. You know she's going to have some fantastic advice for you. So let's listen in.
Welcome to the Wine and Wipes podcast, and thank you for taking the time to help out new parents on their journey. Why don't you start by telling us a little about yourself? What is your name? How many kids do you have, and what are their ages?
Okay, awesome. So my name is Ariel. I am a mother of 3 little girls. My eldest is 6 years old, and I have a 2-year-old and an almost 1-year-old to be 1 next month.
Beautiful. Congratulations in advance.
Thank you.
What would you say is the biggest joy about being a mom?
I would say, honestly, the biggest joy for me has been just being able to catch other milestones, and that I know even before I was a mother, I mean, I was pretty young, but I knew that I wanted to be there for everything. I just didn't know how. And then I decided sort of when my eldest turned 6 that I was going to homeschool her. And just being able to see everything from, of course, the crawling to the walking to how they learn how to read and they're recognizing shapes and colors and all these things, it's just, for me, that's been the biggest joy.
And in terms of thinking of course, your experience, because you have 3 kids, but specifically with the baby, are there any specific routines that make your life easier, whether it's a bedtime routine or a diaper bag routine, any type of life hack that you use to help you cope and function?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so for me personally, I've never been routine-oriented at all. Schedule-oriented. Never been my forte. Routine, I'm learning, though, is super important. So, like, having a, not so much a set time you wake up to, but having an idea of what you're going to do, the next 4 or 5 things you're going to do when you wake up, you know, and to really kickstart your day, that's been sort of my life hack. And in that case, like, when I wake up even 1.5 to 2 hours early in the morning, it's hard. It really is hard sometimes, but I push myself to do that because then I'll focus on really self-care-oriented things like meditating or praying or journaling, you know, reading personal development books, whatever it might be. I'll just focus those 2 hours on that and, of course, my work that I do.
Mm-hmm. That's a great suggestion because so many moms talk about the fact how they have 0 time for themselves, and that's especially for the first child in the first year, just figuring out who you are as a mom and then trying to balance that with who you are as the individual. So that's
absolutely
a great suggestion.
And sometimes it's hard at night, too. You think, oh, when they go to sleep, you know, if you don't have a solid bedtime for them, that's hard, I would think. But aside from that, then you're up late, you know, sometimes. So for me, the mornings have been really a life hack for my life personally.
Got it. Thinking about your family for a moment, have you had any challenges with your family in regards to your parenting choices and style? Did anyone pressure you to do things their way, and how did you deal with it?
100%. It's such a loaded question, but I'm going to just say that everybody's going to give you advice. And I think anyone who is a parent and knows this, you can relate to this because everyone will give you advice. But I think the most important thing to do is do your research on whatever it is, whether it's something medical related, whether it's something dietary related, whether it's how you want to educate your kids, just make sure that you have all sides of an argument and you're confident in the side that you're choosing to know that, you know, this is what you want to do and this is what you're going to do so that if anybody tries to deter you or have a comment about it or whatever it is, you already know you could stand your ground, you know, and feel confident doing so.
Got it. So you basically prepare yourself for what's to come by just educating yourself.
Absolutely. And it's not even for other people. I would think it's for just your own sense of clarity and peace of mind.
And confidence, I'm sure, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how do you deal with it then when an in-law or a relative or just a friend makes kind of a comment, or not in a inquisitive like, hey, so why did you choose to do that? But more so like a sly comment or, well, I didn't do it that way type comment. How do you deal with that?
Well, like this actually happened yesterday to me, and it's really taking it with a grain of salt. You know, sometimes know who it's coming from, if that's what you need to do. But also just having an understanding, again, just being confident in who you are and the decisions you've made as a parent for your child. And that, I think, would be the, you know, strong foundation you stand on that would supersede anyone's comment or any deterring, whatever it might be, anything deterring you from what you're doing or decision you're making.
Just to push it a bit further, did you ever have somebody who was really pushing and, like, you kind of had to put your foot down? And how did you handle that?
Yes. So I have my mother-in-law actually right next to me. But, yes, my mother-in-law is as one person who's an integral part of our lives, you know, like, I love her, but we do fight, like, sometimes the way typical mother-in-laws or in-laws, you know, would with their daughter or son-in-law. So that being said, I just feel like, you know, you have a meeting ground sometimes, and you have to understand that those person's views are, they have their views for a reason. But that doesn't mean you have to justify the way you do things or change the way you do things to appease anyone. So for me, like, what I do is I respectfully, you know, I agree with her and say, well, that's how you do things, or you agree with the person and accept it. And then you just, you know, you still do things your own way because you're a child, you're a family.
I think what you said is actually really important, that you said that. Just respecting that other people do have an opinion. They may not understand why you're doing something in the way that you're doing it, but in the end, you've got to hold true to yourself.
Absolutely, yeah, exactly.
Would you kind of say that there's an instinct that you're kind of following that's guiding you in your decision-making?
For me, yes. I would say I feel like I do a lot of praying on things.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I feel like that's what's helped. I meditate on a lot of things, so I just want to have that mental clarity and knowing whatever decisions I make is coming from a place of you know, true inner self and no outside factors of, you know, trying to persuade me one way or another. So as crazy as that may sound, I just really think on things is what I'm trying to say before I do them when it comes to my kids.
Thank you for sharing that. Thinking back to your first baby, so when your oldest, who, you know, was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
What are two to three qualities you loved about your partner or wish your partner had at that time? Because, again, a big piece of this is about first-time dads and maybe not knowing how to show up. So
Right. Either
things that you loved or things you wish were happening.
Okay. Well, I have, again, that's a little loaded for me with my personal journey, loaded question. But to keep it short and simple, I would say in my relationship with my now fiance, who is the father of all the kids, it was challenging because we were young. And, of course, there's a mindset there. I think whether we were young or older or wherever we were, it was hard for especially the first-time father to come to the terms of, wow, I'm going to have this child. Sometimes it takes the dad seeing the child, actually feeling and seeing and hearing the baby to maybe come to terms with it. So for me, there was a lot of frustration I am being pregnant. You know, we're so influenced by media a lot of the time and how somebody's supposed to act and what it's supposed to be like. And that, I speak from experience, that's what I wanted. I wanted that fairy tale of like, well, I'm pregnant, it's supposed to be this way. And it's just not, that's not the case sometimes. And again, it's just being accepting and loving and realizing that this is part of your journey, whatever journey that might be. And understanding that sometimes if you're a woman and we're talking about your male partner, like it's sometimes hard for the father. So that's what I speak from, that experience. But then again, are we talking about the mother as well?
Well, let's go on that for a second. So things, you wanted things to be in a certain way. So what are two to three things that had he done this and this, that would have made my life so much easier?
Okay, sorry, gotcha. So had he just been more supportive and understanding of what I was going through, like the pregnancy aspect of it, and maybe some of the pains and growing pains, even the mental, emotional stuff that was happening in my head, I think would have been a lot more helpful, conducive to growing at the time. But let's see, that, and maybe I would say too, like women definitely go through a time when they need space for things, and that space is important to just process a lot of stuff that's going on during pregnancy, and especially with a new child. And if the father could be more understanding of that, that also helps.
So just to give you space at times while you're pregnant, even after you give birth.
Yeah. If certain things are said, you know, or certain things are done that might not seem rational, there's a lot of hormones going on, like going through the body that are not, you know, normal. Not normal, but not, you know, it's
not
pregnancy hormones.
The usual.
And they exist for a reason. So I think a lot of men may not understand that aspect of it too.
So in other words, when you're going through something, kind of to recognize, okay, she's in a mood, or she's going through a hormonal swing, or just feeling a little off at this moment, to just give you the distance or space to let you have your moment.
Absolutely, yeah. I would say that.
Okay. And finally, what advice would you give a soon-to-be mom, and what advice would you give a soon-to-be dad?
Okay, so the advice I would give to a soon-to-be mom is, again, going back to just feeling confident in every decision that you make for yourself. Just know, you know, have that clarity, have that center focus, whatever that means to you. Like, do the thing, do a lot of self-care stuff, because that might lack a little after the baby, or, you know, in a busy lifestyle, that tends to disappear, that self-love. Not disappear, but, you know, it gets less and less because we're focused on our kids. So,
right.
And then for the dad, for fathers, I would say just try to enjoy the moments, relish the moments of pregnancy and the new child, because they go so quickly. It's crazy, you know, and life happens so fast. And just try to relish and enjoy every moment and be understanding of everything. Especially if you're not that type to be. So that's what I would say.
How would you say he should show his understanding, like showing that he's understanding?
So whether it's more, well, maybe read the Five Languages of Love. I don't know.
Okay.
It's a good book. I would say just understand what kind of partner you have. You know, are they more, do they like to be adorned by gifts, or positive affirmations, whatever it is for your partner, just try to give that little piece of what they, you know, that they love, and it goes a long way.
Wow. Great advice. Thank you so much, Ariel, for your time and for your honesty and for your attention. Greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Have an amazing rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well.